ancestors, like your, anybody else, any other relatives, older relatives like that?
I had sisters and brothers, but you don't mean what you mean now.
No, I didn't mean like older than your grandparents.
No.
Alright. Are you married, Mr.?
I am.
Do you mind telling me your wife's age?
I don't know. I'll ask her when she comes back. I don't like to know her age either. She don't, when I was born, it didn't have no birth certificates and things like that. And give me the white people and I just grow up for a slave, you might say. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't give you much answers on those things.
Yes.
You understand that?
Oh, yes, I certainly do. Is your wife a Baptist too?
She is a Methodist.
Methodist.
Yeah.
Does your wife work away from home?
Well, no, just wait. She don't work. She got a day, one day. She works one day a week. That's all she do now.
I'll just put housewife.
Well, that's the best thing, cause.
How much schooling did your wife have?
Mighty little, none, you might say. And I didn't have any at all. I never go to school a day in my life. That's the way the white folks treated me.
Yeah, well, I hope we're looking for a better day, aren't we?
I'm telling you, I hope the other of the world. I don't want them to come up like me.
You know where your wife was born?
Yeah, she's born in Hartford, Georgia.
Were they? Does she know? Do you know anything about her parents or?
Her mother died here.
Here.
Yeah.
They moved here, but they were all came from Hartford.
Yeah, but she had. You know, she's my husband died and everything, and she coming. That's the old child she had. She lived till she died. Do you know about how old you is?
Yeah, I'm
way
up in 60.
I don't know
exactly.
Well, give me something. Well, I know you don't know.
Women don't like to tell their ages.
They're pretty 68, then that'd be just right.
I'm about 68, I know. Well, I've been
60
good
long. Well, all right.
That's
all.
All right, now we're getting into these questions and I don't have to do any more writing.
Okay.
We're just do talk.
Okay.
What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours after supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
I say this evening. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the time of day before the sun first comes up? You might say, I got up this morning before...
With daylight.
Do you have another word you might use that has the word sun in it? I got up this morning before
sun up.
What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before...
I said before sundown.
If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...